Welcome to the Coach LaLisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am LaLisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach LaLisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/LaLisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach LaLisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, and good morning. Welcome back to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, I certainly hope you had a great and wonderful, super fantastic weekend. Oh, I tell you, we had a great time over here on the East Coast. Also got a chance to travel a little bit over the weekend, meet some new people, be around some new friends. I tell you, it is just a wonderful thing to be living your life on purpose, living your life without excuse, each and every day motivated to get up and to get going. You know, we talk a lot about motivation and empowerment on this show, and I want to make it absolutely clear to people what we mean when we talk about motivation. Now, we're going to talk today about 9 strategies for becoming great. These 9 strategies for becoming great, once you begin to really put them into operation, you can focus on each and every one of them separately and collectively, work on them, build your skills, hone your talents and your gifts and your abilities, and you too will live the supernatural life of happiness, fulfillment, and abundance. So again, I just want to welcome each and every one of you to the show. Now, there was a poet that once said, "There is only one thing more painful than learning from experience, and that is not learning from experience." And so we certainly want to support that saying that the worst thing you could do is not to learn from your experience, be it bad or good, bad or good. You still want to learn from every experience you've ever had. You know, someone once said that there's no such thing as failure. There's only an experience. Because you experience something, it may not have turned out the way you wanted it to, but you learned from it for the next day, for the next situation, for the next thing. Well, today, like I said, we're going to go over 9 strategies of becoming great. I welcome each and every one of you to the show. If you are in the chat room, good morning, Mr. Che Early. And he's up early. God bless you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We know that you are also a coach and motivational speaker. You also have a radio show right here on Blog Talk Radio, where people can also go and hear phenomenal interviews with your guests and the people and the content that you also bring on your show. You know, if you want to be a success in life, it's out there for you. There are so many people willing to share and empower you, to train you, to motivate you, to mentor you, and how beautiful it is that you can just sit in the comfort of wherever you are and just turn on the radio and get this kind of motivation or dial up a phone number. You know, I think back to when I was a teenager, back to the early 70s. Just imagine if I would have had tools like this at my fingertips where I could get motivated to start a business or to go to college or to start some new community development program. So many, you know, to learn how to develop my skills and talents. I mean, can you imagine? I did not realize that I had special skills, talents, and abilities till I was in my early 30s. It wasn't until I moved to New Jersey and I began going to college right there at Essex County College. That's when I learned that we all have skills, talents, and abilities. Now, you may think that's odd if you knew my background, knowing that I grew up in the church and that my parents were even pastors and ministers in the church. And we had the Bible. How could you grow up in a household where there's the Word of God, there's the Bible, that clearly states that God has given us gifts, talents, and abilities and requires and expects us to use them? It just goes to show you it does take a whole village and it does take lots of things to impact our lives. Well, here today I'm going to give you 9 strategies that I certainly didn't know of, you know, back when I was in my early teens or my early 20s or even mid-20s. So I want to share it with people because I think it's important for people who really want to be a success in life, and you're not playing around with this. This is not a toy for you. This is just not something willy-nilly that you're just doing because you have nothing better to do, but that you are truly, truly looking to explode your life, that you really want to be something great in the universe to make an impact on the lives of other people and to really, really help them. Yeah, and you know what? You know, we think we're up early, right? But now, maybe Mr. J. Early hasn't even gone to bed yet. Oh, well, it's afternoon there. Okay, so he says it's 1:36 p.m. there, so it's in the afternoon. Okay, great. Mr. Early, Germany, I had no clue as to what time it was there. So it looks like they're a solid, what's that, about 6 hours ahead of us or so. But anyway, look at that. He said, most of us forget about our God-given talents. You're putting out God information. God bless you. Yeah, God bless you. You know what? I just can't put out any other kind of information right now in my life because God has me constrained. Bless God that, yes, while we're here to help people, but at the bottom of it all, the end of the day, when the last thing is said, if I haven't helped you deepen your relationship with God, I have absolutely done nothing. You know, the way Solomon said, it's a chasing of the wind. You will never get anywhere until we know whose we are. And so wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And we have people on the line, on the switchboard. We know people are tuned in the archives. And I'm going to give you these 9, I call them the 9 P's of success, but they are strategies to help you become the best you can be. And God wants you to become great. Why? He said that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. So he made you great. He made you in his image. Because, you know, there are people who really don't believe that they ought to be great. They think they should be mediocre. They think they should just barely get by. It's just okay. How can a great God make you in his image and expect you to be mediocre? It's just not going to happen. So, and he says, I know the plans that I think towards you. Well, listen, if you had a great God thinking about you, you can bet he's got something great on his mind. He says, I know the plans I have for you, thoughts to give you hope and a future. And listen, if you know anything about the futures that God has always planned for his people, when I think about the plans he had for Abraham, he said, I got, you see the stars in the sky and the sands of the sea, I'm going to make your generations great. And then he showed Moses the promised land, a land overflowing with all kinds of stuff. And so God has great, great plans for us. Even, you know, all throughout the Old Testament, he had planned to send the Messiah to bring about a great healing and deliverance for people. So everything God does is great. So when we say becoming great, don't shy away from that and think, oh, I don't know if God wants me to become great. Well, I'm telling you, yes, he does. And here's how you're going to do it. Now, these nine things actually all begin with the word P. Now, you have to apply them, each and every one. Now, listen to this. You want to be great, so here it is. The first thing you have to do, you have to have a purpose. Now, God has given all of us a purpose. Like Mr. Jay is saying over there in the chat room, that, you know, God wants and gives all of us talents and gifts. Sometimes we forget. Sometimes no one has helped us to hone it or to discover what it is. Okay, you got to forgive them, like I said. You got to have forgiveness in your heart. And then you got to take up that mantle and do it for yourself. That's why we have shows like this and other coaching programs out there. So number one, you got to start with a purpose. What is your purpose? Now, earlier I said that I wanted to give you a real clear definition of motivation. Motivation is simply what drives you. What drives you, that's your motivation. So, like, I'm driven to motivate other people. That motivates me. That gets me going. Like, so whenever I'm in a slump, or whenever I'm feeling a little down, or whenever I seem to get off track. You know, sometimes we can do a lot of things and kind of get off track. Or you could be doing one thing and be off track. But you know how you can feel a little off-kiltered. Well, when I do that, how I center myself is I come back to my motivation. I come back to what drives Lalisa. And what drives me is motivating people, seeing people get up and get going, seeing people, you know, happy and fulfilled in their lives, seeing people live their fullest potential, not living at that mediocre. I can't stand that, actually, when people are just settling. Well, I'll just do this because I don't know what else to do. Or I'll just do this because, you know, God doesn't really want anything great out of my life. Or, you know, I'll just do this because everybody in my family, that's all they ever did. Or I'll just do this because, well, you know, that's all black people really do, or that's all this kind of people really ever do. See, I don't like that. I want people to challenge. Well, if nobody's ever did it, then you go do it. If females have never done this, see, when I was 23, I was a jet mechanic. I was taking apart F-14s. So, and then that wasn't by choice. It wasn't anything I wanted to do, but I was thrust into that. So even as a young person, here I was doing things that wasn't the norm, even for my gender, because at that time, there weren't a lot of female jet mechanics. As a matter of fact, I was the first female jet mechanic to come through the A school, African-American female. There was only one other female to come through the school that they trained me on, and she was Caucasian. So that's why, so I'm a believer that be the first. Well, people say, well, we don't have that in my town. Well, start one, okay? So purpose, know what your purpose is. Have a purpose. Find a purpose. What's your God-given purpose? And if God didn't give you one, well, he's given you the freedom to create one. Create your own purpose. Well, look at the universe. Look at what you're good at. Look at what you can do. And make that your purpose. A lot of times, You can create your purpose looking at your past. Like, I love the woman who said she's going to start a daycare center based on helping teenagers who have children, and they want to still go out and do things, and they have no one to leave the children with. Sometimes they'll leave the kids home alone. So she wants to start an all-night daycare center to prevent this. Why? Because she herself was a teenage mother. So sometimes you can look at your past and understand your purpose. So that's the first P. The second P that you have to do if you want to really become great, and again, we want to welcome each and every person to the show today. Thank you for tuning in each and every day. The second thing is preparation. Preparation. There will be no real success without preparation. And preparation also keeps you on track. It keeps you on point. Preparation allows you to have a direction. What you're preparing for is where you're going to end up. So if you're not preparing for anything, you're not going to end up anywhere. And so people sometimes wonder, you know, 10, 15, 20 years from today or a particular day, they say, oh, how did I end up here? Well, this is what you prepared for. That's how you got here. I'll never forget the day I graduated, the day I walked down the aisle and got my bachelor's degree. You know, I said, oh, how did I end up here? When I sat in the audience of the, you know, like 400 or 500 people also graduating, like, I looked around. Wow, how did I end up here? Well, signing up for classes, attending classes, turning in homework assignments, taking the exams, and doing it all over semester after semester, checking with the counselors, making sure I was taking the right classes, making sure those classes applied to the degree, making sure there was a, you know, that's all. It's what you prepare for is where you end up. So anyway, that's number two, preparation. Number three, you have to persevere. Now, this is a big one because a lot of times if we do not persevere, if we do not get back up when we're knocked down, okay, when the door is shut and people tell you there's no more money for school, if you do not persevere through that, go find some money, go take a second job, go to school online. I love right now, I have a niece who has 4 children, and she's very young herself, not even 25 yet, already has 4 children. She graduated one college, and now she's going back to college online. That's what you call perseverance. When you can overcome your odds, the odds that are against you, people telling you, oh, you'll never do this or this and that because you have this and you have that. But when you persevere, that's what perseverance is all about. Getting back up even though you're being knocked down. In this economy, for some people, to stay in business, like, again, my good friend there in Cincinnati, Ohio, I have to keep lifting her up because she is persevering with her business. She has a full-fledged dry cleaners. I'm not talking about a laundromat where you can put some things in a washer and keep going. I'm talking about a dry cleaners where you can take any stain or spot that you've gotten in your beautiful suit or dress, take it in there, she'll work on it, she'll get it out, she'll dry clean that garment so good that you won't want to wear it. When you pick it up, you'll look at it and just want to hang it up. But this is perseverance. In this kind of economy, in the summer, to stay in business and to not fold, to not give up, to not close down, that's perseverance. And you need that if you're going to be great. The next P, this will be number 4, is persistence. You got to be persistent. You got to keep coming back over and over and over. When they tell you no, you got to go back one more time. You got to keep going back. You got to wear them down until they tell you yes. When you go, now this is for people who are into, you need a loan from the bank. You got to be persistent. If you have your own business and you go to the bank and they tell you no, you got to go back again and again and again to that bank, go to another bank, go to the next bank, go to another one. Now, you got to be careful because, you know, when it comes to credit reports, if you're turned down, you know, so many times, you know, they're going to give you a negative history. So when I say, you know, go back, you know, you got to do it in a timely manner and you got to get some advice. You got to speak to a financial expert financial counselors. And again, you can find them, believe it or not, right here on Blog Talk Radio. There are people who have, just like we do this coaching show and motivational show and empowerment show, there are people who are experts at financing businesses. They come on here. They got shows on Blog Talk Radio. You just need to search them out, and they will give you all the tools and strategies you need. Now, don't listen to their show at 7:30 in the morning. No, I'm just kidding. But if you have to do that, you got to do what you need to do. Now, so you got to persist. You got to keep coming back. You got to have tenacity. You got to be able to. You got to be resilient. You got to fight. You got to get back up over and over and over. Be persistent. That's how you become great. And every time you bounce back, you're getting stronger and stronger for the journey, and bigger and bigger and greater and greater. Now, the next P is you have to be patient. Okay, yes, you have to persist. Yes, you have to persevere. You have to constantly prepare. You have to, but you have to be patient. There's some, you know, you're going to get things, but you can't rush it. You have to, that's where the preparation comes in handy, is that while you're waiting, you're also preparing. So you're not just waiting in vain. You're not just waiting and doing nothing. You're preparing while you wait. Now, that's like, again, I'll go back to the custom care cleaners in Cincinnati, Ohio. Here she is. She is patient because you can't force customers to come into your business. You know, but you're preparing all the while. You're making sure that, you know, you're getting ready for the overflow. So you're making sure all your equipment is, you know, in order. You're making sure that you have all your processes, you know, how you process your orders, how you handle customers, what you do to retain customers. All of these things are in place. You're preparing because you're patient, because you know that in due time, see, he said, in due season you'll reap if you don't faint. So you can't faint. So being patient helps you not to faint. Next, there is something called presentation. You always got to give a great presentation, because remember, people, a lot of people, you know, largely we are visual. And it's what we see stimulates first. You know, that's why God has given us eyes to see with. And he's made the trees and the flowers and the skies and the, you know, the ocean front. So many things are so beautiful, the colors and the things that we see. So presentation is everything. So, again, in your business, you have to have a nice presentation, even of yourself, even while you're going through. You know, even though the Bible tells you, it said that even when you fast, don't have, you know, a messy face. You know, still clean yourself. Still have your hair combed. And your business, your presentation is everything. Even though your business may be slow, you know, you have to have the appearance that things are going well. You're still keeping your shop neat, clean, and all those things. Now, that was the next P. Number eight, partnerships. Partnerships are serious. You have to partner with people in good times and in bad times. Partnerships help you. You know how people talk about exercising and people say, oh, if I had a partner, I would be more motivated to go out there. Well, that's because the person is motivated to working in pairs. We are motivated to be in partnership. You know, God said, he saw Adam and said, it's not good for man to be alone. And so it's okay to be in partnership with people. That's why I advise clients that I work with, and even friends that I work with in terms of coaching, partner with other people that are going where you want to go and that have already been where you're trying to get to. Don't just partner with people who want to get there, but partner with them as well, because you'll have somebody down in the trenches with you, but also, you know, somebody to talk with, chit-chat with. That's how I got through 3 degrees. During the time I was in college, a lot of my friends were also working on a college degree. So every day there was nothing else to talk about but class. But don't go to college and then have all your friends hanging out partying, you're going to be miserable because they're going to want to talk about is hanging out and partying, and you know you're not, and it's going to mess you up. So, but get with people that are already where you are and people that have been where you're trying to get to, so that they can pull you along with their examples and their stories. So partnerships is a serious thing to help you be great. I'm talking about the 9 P's to becoming great, but you strategically, because you're planning them. That's where the word strategic comes in. Now, number nine, and this is one of my favorites, not my all-time favorite. Number 10 is my all-time favorite. I'm sorry, number 9 is my all-time favorite. But this is number 8. Number 8, passion. You must have passion, people. Where do we get off just being lackadaisical, ho-hum? Oh, well, if I don't. No, people, you got to be passionate. You got to be excited. You got to be enthusiastic. If you're not, nobody will really be coming to your business or to your program or to your project. You know, it's amazing to me, people that are in the sales industry, whether they're selling from their multi-level businesses or whether they're selling for traditional businesses, or even if you work for a company, you have to be enthusiastic. What's the sense of going to work, getting up, putting in your effort if you don't have enthusiasm? Now, enthusiasm is attractive. It is attracting. It will attract people to you. So, but you want to be enthusiastic about things where your passion lies. So discover your passion. What are you passionate about? See, I'm very passionate about helping people overcome that mediocre state of mind. And you get it with me long enough, I'm going to plan some stuff for you. And, you know, Minister Pat knows that. She laughs sometimes. She probably says, that little Lisa, she's got me doing something else. But the thing is, I love to see people stretched, living up to their full potential, and especially when I see that you have these gifts and talents in you. So be passionate. Now, we're almost out of time. Can you believe 30 minutes went by that quick? Now, before I give you this last one, I just want to give them to you one more time, so that in case you were writing them down. So number 1, purpose. Number 2, preparation. Number 3, persevere. Number 4, persistence. Number 5, patient. Number 6, presentation. Number 7, partnerships. Number 8, passion. And here we go. Number 9, my all-time favorite, and I know some of you already know what this is. Yep, you're absolutely right. Number 9 is power. Okay. Yes, absolutely. Mr. J early in the chat room said, 3 feet from gold. Absolutely. Listen, we have to realize that God has made us something powerful. He took power. His words, he spoke. Do you know God's word is the most powerful thing going? His words created the whole world, all of the universe, every star, every fish, every tree. His word created. He said, let us make man. Do you understand the power that you have within you? Don't ever let anybody limit you. Now, we know most of the limitations come from within our own mind. But guess what? Most of those limiting things in our mind are beliefs that we were taught as children, things that we were taught growing up. You have to take the limits off by looking at your beliefs and seeing how they're holding you back. So number 9 is power. You have the power to overcome every challenge that is coming your way. With power comes God's wisdom, the wisdom of God. He will give you strategies to overcome every recession. He will give you strategies to overcome every setback in your life, to overcome every challenge you face today. So make today a day of peace, purpose, preparation, patience, perseverance, persistence, partnership, passion. You can do it. And power. You can do it. Make today a day of peace. Go out there and make it happen for yourself and others. Thank you again for tuning into the show today. I hope you got something out of it. Don't forget, motivation is your internal drive. What is driving you? That is your motivation. Whenever you need to be motivated, think about your drive. Some people, it's their children. The success of their children drives them to get up every day and go to work. For some people, it's their relationships to this or that. For me, it's to empower people. You got to know what your motivation is, and once you discover it, use it to get done. You can move mountains with your motivation. Now, don't forget, tomorrow, tune back into the show and invite someone. We have another awesome show for you tomorrow right here on Blog Talk Radio. Have a wonderful day. Go out and share this information with someone else. 9 P's of success.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.